You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey everyone, before we get into today's pod, I want to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is, you can get all of this for only $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting site would charge you just for the initial setup. So, whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to leveling up your sports experience. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Again, that's bwhustle.com/join.
What's up, everybody? Andy and I want to wish y'all a happy New Year's. Hope you're all healthy and staying safe. We appreciate you guys supporting us all through 2020. What a strange, strange year. Next, find a quick snippet of our last premium podcast of 2020, where Andy and I answered listener questions on James Wiseman. Enjoy.
All right, I'm going to move to the next question. I don't want to make this an angry pod because I'm in a good mood. This is me in a good mood, guys. After four games of Wiseman, who other than Giannis, Jokic, would you trade Wiseman for? Jokic is an interesting name in here. I don't think we've ever discussed him as a trade option.
Because Jokic is about to win the MVP. He looks incredible, although the Nuggets aren't winning. So, classic. Man, the Wiseman trade value, I see a few Wiseman trade value questions in here too. I think the Warriors fans are going a little overboard. I feel like I should be the one that's the optimistic one. So now I don't feel very comfortable saying this, but I think there's a little overboard in terms of the trade value of James Wiseman for Warriors fans right now. We think that he can be an incredible player, but if you told me right now, if I could trade James Wiseman for Ben Simmons, I think I'd do that trade. Like very simple.
That's so funny. I was about to ask you, what about Ben Simmons? Because I feel like he's like the line of demarcation for like all-star to superstar. Like, I'm not really sure he's a superstar, but he's certainly an all-star budding on superstardom. So,
and I think, like, first of all, you got to look at it from the perspective of if I'm making the decision, I'd probably get fired if that doesn't go well, right? Like 3 years down the line, James Wiseman ends up being a superstar. I don't have a job.
3 years so down the line, he looks like AD and Ben Simmons is still averaging 16-8-8. Yeah.
Yeah. And Ben Simmons still hasn't shot a shot outside of 5 feet. Like, I'm done for, right? So I'm just sitting here in my chair. Like, I could say that I want Ben Simmons, but like, I think that there's a little bit of like, dude, he's not Giannis. He's not like when Giannis came in. I saw a video. I thought it was great where they put the Giannis dunk and the James Wiseman dunk back to back in their rookie season. You could see kind of the difference too. First of all, like Giannis was much quicker. And he also dunked Giannis so much further.
Giannis a better athlete.
Different player, right? But I'm just saying, like, he's not Giannis, right? He's not right now. Maybe he can be. I just think there's a after four games, like, yeah, this guy's going to be Giannis. We can't trade him for anyone. I think is a little too much. I think I would trade him for most of the top 15 players in the league, like within reason, within reason.
So, I mean, I still think that's high value for him. Because you're not out here saying I would trade him for Harrison Barnes. You know,
I saw it in the Discord today, which was ridiculous, but yeah.
So for me, James Harden's an interesting one. I would not trade him for James Harden because James Harden's
culture.
Because of the system. You got me, dude. No, because of age. I feel like here's where I'm at. I don't think Wiseman's going to be Anthony Davis or Giannis. Let's just be blunt here, right? But I think he could be a tier below that. And I would be looking, if I'm trading him, what I want to get back is a player who's a consistent all-star at minimum with superstar upside, if not a superstar already. And they need to be under the age of 30, ideally under the age of 27. That's a big thing for me. If you're going to trade Wiseman, I can't be trading him for a guy who's 31, 32. And you know, kind of close to the end of his prime, if not already at the end of his prime. That's a big thing for me. So like Ben Simmons, I would probably do it. Now, if I have to trade Wiseman and the Wolves pick and other picks, I don't know that I would do that. That's a lot to give up, right?
For Ben Simmons, yeah. I agree.
Okay.
Or even James Harden, maybe.
Let's try these two players. Pascal Siakam. He's young. He's 26. He's obviously an all-star. Would you give up Wiseman for Siakam?
That's a good one. You had that ready to go. You fucking had that. I wouldn't.
I have a second name to throw out.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't because I don't think Pascal Siakam does anything for this team right now. I just think
he is kind of just a better version of what they already have.
Like, it's just like, cool.
Another guy who can't shoot, but is better defensively and like driving.
Like, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. If you told me Steph, Klay, and Draymond were all healthy and on the court right now, and somehow, some way the Warriors got Wiseman, like, I might think about it because it's like, yeah, you can, then maybe you can win two championships in the next 2 years. Instead of waiting for Wiseman.
You mean Pascal Siakam, not Wiseman.
Yeah. But okay. I might flip them for some reason, right? Like you have Wiseman somehow and you get Klay and Draymond healthy, which is what they were hoping for. Then yeah, I think so. But Klay's out and Draymond, who the hell knows if he's ever going to play basketball again.
I feel like that's the biggest wild card. Let's see what Draymond looks like before we make proclamations about what he's worth. Like part of the reason they're stuck is Klay gets hurt and now no one knows what the core is. Like, if you don't know what the core is, you can't make these franchise-changing moves, right? Like, you can't just trade your future if you're not sure Klay and Draymond are still Klay and Draymond. You know
who's the second name?
Bradley Beal.
Of course, we had a Bradley Beal week. What would you do? I wouldn't. My answer is no. Hard no. Too.
I have such a soft spot for Bradley Beal. This one's tough for me. I would give up the Wolves pick or Wiseman for Beal, but you're not getting both from me. I would be willing to give up one of those for Bradley Beal because Bradley Beal's 27, 30 point per game efficiently, just an excellent all-around player. Like, I really don't think he gets enough credit for how good a player he is. He's one of the players who probably fits the Warriors system better than anyone. I think he's a decent defender when he engages. So I don't know. That's me. I really like Bradley Beal.
Do you remember less than a month ago what the value of the second pick was? And you come back and look at the value of the pick now. Like, I think that's the best part of this is that everybody, we had Seth Parnell on, and a lot of our listeners were saying, like, well, the second pick is not the second pick. Like, this is like, you trade that, you trade down, you get Wendell Carter Jr. and you know, Isaac Okoro, right? Like, that's something you just have to do. Like, I think that was a majority of Warriors fans. I think even you and I were, even I was like, yeah, you got to do that. Like, that makes sense. And I know we make fun of the Warriors front office a lot. They drafted James Wiseman. They stuck with him. I don't think they were ever going to trade that thing unless Philly actually gave him Ben Simmons. And look at the trade value of that player now. Like, it's through the roof.
You're right. Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. And I'm wondering if it starts coming down to earth as more people see, like, he's not as cool as you think. Like, he's
because of the highlights, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's move this forward. We are dwelling right now on these questions.
There's another wise one. We don't have to do that.
Yeah. There's like three versions of the wise one question. So we'll avoid
we
those.
We just all hit.
I like this one from,
oh boy,
option zero. If we can drop the charades and politics and be real at the trade deadline, isn't the only decision whether to trade Steph or Wiseman? In the GS Dubs situation, we don't have the assets to do both things the Warriors claim they want to do, win with Steph and build the next great Warriors team. So you have to pick. There's a way to maximize either, both swinging, but swinging for both leaves us here. Okay, so his point is that, it's a fair point. You either have to go all in on trying to win now or trade Steph and be, you know, the team with every asset under the sun and build for the future. What do you think? Do you think they have to make that decision now?
I don't think you trade Steph is the easy answer. Like, that's the easiest answer of all, right? Like, it makes sense. It makes sense from the perspective of, if you trade Steph.
Abstractly, it makes sense.
Yeah. It does. You build around Wiseman, who you think is like the future. You get as many assets as possible. You don't pay taxes, whatever, right? You build. You hope you get
four Jalens next summer. Yeah,
exactly. Like you get Cade, Suggs, and Wiseman. Like, my God, like, that is the OKC dream. Like, that was KD, Russ, and James Harden, right? Now you have the team for the next 10 years you think that you can build around. I mean, yeah, I guess you do it, but who the hell is going to do that actually has a job? Like, that's the other thing. Like, how realistic is doing that? Sure, in theory, that sounds awesome, but who in the world that has a basketball front office job is going to do that, Sam?
You trade Steph without him demanding out, you are dead to the league. Like, good luck signing anyone. You make Danny Ainge look like Rob
Boyka. I was going to say, who even has the power, Sam, you think, to do the Masai Ujiri, maybe? Like, who, I don't know, Pat Riley? Who, like, would they even do that?
And then I guess Riley and Pop have the power, but they wouldn't, you know? They're not insane. So
the question is, would you trade Wiseman then? That's the question. Then you go all in. Then that's the question here is, would you do the other side?
And it kind of ties to our last question, which is why I wanted to bring it up right now. I hear what Ozzie is saying, but I don't think they have to make a decision yet. He is right. They're kind of playing the middle ground right now. And when you're stuck in the middle, you tend to live in the middle for a long time. I just don't know that they have to make a choice yet. They still have the Wolves pick. And, you know, if they nail that one, or it ends up, if the Wolves end up sucking, which I think is likely.
Oh, it is.
Then they're going to start looking like they're flush with assets. And then you just have to wait and see who comes available. Like, part of this is something you and I and most of the listeners are really bad at, which is being patient. You know, right now James Harden's available and it's like, just trade for Harden. Well, maybe you should wait, because maybe in 4 months Bradley Beal asks out, and Bradley Beal might be a better fit for what you're trying to do because he's younger and under contract longer and a bunch of other reasons. Or maybe it's Pascal Siakam, or maybe it's Paul George, or maybe it's, you know, I mean, we can keep going. I feel like they kind of have to, but they only have a couple chips, quote unquote, to play to get these guys. So they can't waste them for no reason. So I know it feels like they're in no man's land with this kind of Steph, random dudes, and Wiseman team, where they're kind of not tanking, but also not competing for a title. And like, we've been trained to think being in no man's land sucks. But sometimes you have to just ride it out for a period of time and do what you can to increase what you have on the roster. Maybe Kelly Oubre plays better. I don't think you... The worst thing you can do is panic and force a decision.
I also think it, just because you want the guy, doesn't mean you're going to get the guy. Like, this is not how, it's not how it works. As much as, and Ozzie is always talking about this, and this is like, just because you want Bradley Beal, doesn't mean you're going to get Bradley Beal. Just because you want James Harden, I mean, just because you want to go all in, doesn't mean you get to go all in and automatically get that player. Yeah, you can get James Harden. I think you can if you trade James Wiseman, the Minnesota pick, and then the next 10 years picks of unprotected first. Like you can, I think you can. I think literally, I think they were talking about that per Sam's sources. So yeah, you can, and you can get that done. But now you're shooting all the bullets for the next 10 years, all unprotected picks. Then you nuke the next decade. So it's like there's that little balance there. Again, it's not like I'm defending the front office. It's not like I'm saying like, oh, they should do, they're right in doing this. But it's also like, man, who the hell are they going to get? Like, just because you want to go all in doesn't mean you can get those guys.
If anything, the fact that they've kind of messed up their picks for the last 4 or 5 years is why you have to be careful, because they're not sitting here with all this talent. They're not sitting here with, like, you know, I mean, obviously they have Smile Yeech, who's, you know, the next Arvydas Sabonis or something, whatever. But like, you know, they're not sitting here all like, you know, flush with good young players where they can just throw one away on them, you know, something like that. So to me, it is what it is. You kind of have to wait around and see what happens. All right. Next question from Draymond Lean. Do you guys see any signs Wiseman having any sort of passing ability in the near future? Warriors love passing bigs, and it would be great to not have to rely on Steph, Dre to facilitate the whole time.
I don't care. like that's the thing, though. Honestly, like, I'm not just saying, like, I don't care if he can pass or if he can't pass. That really doesn't matter to me. What I need him to do is I need him to score. I need him to catch the damn ball. It doesn't seem like does he have hands the size of me and you? Like, it seems like he has the same hand size as me and you. Like, what's with that? He can't catch a ball, and he also can't catch, rebound the ball in traffic, which is what Draymond does so great, right? Draymond is elite.
Is he not rebounding in traffic because he has poor hands, or because he literally went from playing high school to playing in the NBA and everything's too fast for him and he's not too strong? He looks to me like a big guy who's gangly and like small. Like, you've played pickup. Nothing more annoying than the football player dude who's shorter than you, who can bully you around a little bit, like that sort of thing. Like, I'm not ready to make any absolutes on any of that sort of stuff. Like, it looks bad, but like, that's kind of what I see.
Yeah. So I guess it's like, I think passing is probably priority 6 on the list of things that I want to see from James Wiseman, right? It's definitely not that. Like, number one is probably like defense. Like, you would like to see him be a little more attentive on defense. But again, we talk about this over and over. I don't know what you expect from the guy. Like, you're 19 years old. What the hell were we doing at 19 years old in terms of just just in terms of the way that we process things or the things that we've learned, right? It's not about really, like, he's in the NBA, but he's also a guy that, like, dude, I don't even think he knows what a strip club is. Like the stuff that this guy is being open to right now is just, there's too much. And passing is not at the top, man. It's just not even close.
Yeah, I mean,
not even close.
Let me take this a little more broadly. Develop him, figure out what his strengths and weaknesses are, and then build your roster around that. If he turns into a passer, that's great. If he's not a passer, which I don't think he will be, then find a passer at another position. What he has is some high, it looks like he can really shoot the ball, and it looks like he has the potential to be a defensive game changer. That alone is enough for me. So, you know what?
That alone is like a freaking third team All NBA.
Second team All NBA. If he's Rudy Gobert with a 40% 3-point stroke, like, yes, I don't care if he can pass the ball, you know? Find another passer elsewhere, right? Like, this is where
that's the cop Draymond can do that.
This is where the system stuff really bothers me. It's like, get talent and figure it out. Not every team can play the way you want to. Figure out the best way to work with them and then just do it, you know? Like, you can't always be like, well, in my system, I need the center to be able to pass. Like, adjust your system, man.
Your system.
Right, yeah, it's not that big a deal.